should put your ass on your ass all alone.
Sometimes it's just time for a podcast in the middle of the week. What can you, are these yours?
No, I'm saying if those phones are wrong, just pull yours over.
No, they're good. I just had to turn his, I just had to jack his volume up. I don't think he has an individual volume control. And with that,
what do you listen to?
You know what? I think it's Tom Petty Radio.
Oh.
Just background stuff, man. How's your week going? Are we back in business? Everybody's dying to know. Everybody's asking me, and I talked to Turley a little earlier today, and he said, you know Turley, he said,
Yeah.
Turley, how's business?
We ran a sample group, a test, well, basically like drilling a test hole yesterday.
Sure.
Ran 100 cars at the auction, sold 100 cars.
That had to feel nice.
Basically absoluted it just to see where the fucking market is, dude. Because, I mean, all this jerking off and yanking and jerking and we found it. It's exactly where we thought it was. And it hurts, but it's just, you know, part of growing up. You know, that's what I talked to a couple of big dealers this morning. They're calling me because they know we have the capacity to buy inventories. And, oh, no, I got to sell it. And I got 500, you know, I got 50 cars I got to sell. And my owner's all over my ass. And I said, listen, dude, you know, just add it all up, take MMR, add it all up, and put me down for 85%. Oh, well, fuck, no. I mean, I can't do that. I'm like, okay, well, then are you desperate? No, call me when you're desperate. I'm not a magician. I can't take Apple stock that you own it for 100 that's now trading at 85. I can't give you fucking 90 or 100 for it.
Right.
Tell your owner that he's made a lot of money over the past 10 years, and he's going to have to give some back to the car gods. That's just part of it. We're all doing it. Fucking man up and quit crying.
It must feel good, though, to have just somewhat of a strategy anyway. I mean,
now, this is a valid point.
You know, compared to 3 weeks ago when just nobody knew what the fuck was going on. What do we do? We drive off, you know, just an hour out of town and have it somewhere just to have the presence there. And no, it wasn't ready yet.
I mean, we've been buying cars, driving into a black tunnel with no headlights. And now we think we know what the market is, but you know, I don't know if you read this morning, China's testing nukes over in fucking China, and oh shit,
what?
Yes, I mean that's an exaggerated headline, but that's exactly what it is.
Nuclear weapons.
Yes,
that's what we need.
That's what we fucking need.
That's what we need.
That's what we fucking need, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yes, if you Google China nuclear, you will get a fistful of news stories about low power nuclear weapons that they tested yesterday and that the U.S. called them out on and that they're denying.
What a crazy. I remember when China was really, really problematic. I'm thinking
like back
Bush
in the
Jr.'s
50s?
Second term, you know.
Oh, that's Japan.
Yeah, stay out of airspace. No, they held, you know, the Chinese held hostages for like 2 or 3 weeks. They finally, didn't they send, what's his name? Jesse Jackson to go get him out of there or something?
I just sent a black man over here.
Well, because he's a great negotiator, you know.
Why didn't they send the basketball player?
The
cross-dressing basketball player.
Well, he's popular with Kim Jong-un in Korea, but I don't know if he has those same ties with whatever President Xi.
I think China is actually the strongest NBA market outside the U.S. in the world. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
You want to see a 12-inch cock? That'll calm everybody down. Look at this. It's even got tattoos on it.
Ruined Carmen Electra for everybody else ever.
Was there a sex tape with them?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
There should have been.
I wouldn't have wanted to watch that.
Well,
I mean, it's like bestiality movie.
It's like
her little ass and his big ass.
My red tube favorites menu is probably nothing like yours at all. I'm glad that we can almost prognosticate that the market will be back sometime soon. It depended on who you hear, man. It sounds like they may cancel the NFL this year. We may not see another concert again until 2022.
I asked, you know, my friend that's the guitarist from Miranda Lambert, Alex Whedon, yesterday.
Yeah,
when do you think, and I know you don't know, but what are you being told your next date would be? He said, we've got one still for July 3rd that is not canceled. I was like, okay. He said, but I, he said, who knows?
It's so fine liney, John. I mean, it's like we all kind of, I think you and I kind of agree that sooner or later you gotta step off the stoop and get into the yard. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us are going to catch this. Not everybody's dying from it. Kind of a low mortality
traffic
rate.
Traffic
really.
Counts around town were up yesterday. Did you notice that? Did you drive around yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
It looked like a normal day around Dallas, Fort Worth, and North Texas yesterday. There were fucking cars everywhere.
It almost did. Right about 8 in the morning. I've been working at home, mm-hmm. you know, primarily.
I was driving around in the afternoon, and it was pretty. But everybody that got those tax checks yesterday, the banks, if you look at their drive-thrus, it looked like Chick-fil-A at lunchtime. Double, yeah. All bank, like if a bank drive-thru had 4 slots, they were about 8 cars deep in 4 slots.
Wow.
Yeah. They were cashing those $1,200 checks. Did you get one yet?
Yeah, mine just landed in my account.
How did they have your account information?
Well, because I file electronically, and I have since 2002.
Okay.
And
but do you put your bank account info on the filing?
Yeah, and they deposit directly when you get your tax refund, if you get a tax refund.
Okay.
And so they've got that information already, and they just drop it in there.
So, I didn't get any in an account. I went to the mailbox last night. There wasn't anything.
They're coming out.
Do you claim any dependents right now? You don't. Your kids are all too old.
Yeah. No, my kids are all grown up.
So if you have a dependent, were you getting $500 per dependent?
I think it was. I think a married couple was $2,400 for the two of you.
Really?
And $500 per kid, up to 3 kids or something. So 15 plus 24.
If your wife had bigger tits than the company average, did you get an extra $300?
Yes. The tit quotient. And the IRS understands that. The tax service in China, they don't do that. They don't account for the tit quotient.
And that's why you don't need to be communist.
Down to the areola. Because a pretty areola, you actually can get $450. That's what I heard. And I don't have any areolas to claim.
Right.
I mean, I do, but they're not the kind that they're looking for.
But I heard one lady was expecting a good check because of her areolas, but she had some hair on them. And they said you need to shave them and take pictures and send them to your local IRS branch, and then we'll reinspect your application, and then we'll fund.
Yeah, observe the plucking protocol.
Hairy titties are not; they're just not good for COVID. They grab COVID bacteria.
Oh, yeah, to say.
And then you go to suck that hairy titty, and then you've got the fucking Rona, and now you're down with the HIV. I mean, if you don't believe me, ask Magic Johnson.
I've got a dude. I'm seriously don't. I know we're supposed to have fun and everything, but like, I really should go to a doctor and see if he'll prescribe me some. What do you take for like general anxiety?
General anxiety. It's downers.
Yeah. I mean, I've always heard like.
Ludes.
Yeah. Like, seriously, though.
I don't know what they're called now. Zoloft? Zoloft? Xanax. I've never been a hard pill guy. I've just never been a heavy drug person. I've smoked some grass and I drink plenty of beer. But I just don't, you know, that kind of shit. I don't know. I don't want to get on it.
I generally can't take like Lortabs or hydrocodones.
Hydrocodones are easy for me because when I got hurt, I had to take so many of them. I still have nerve reconnection pains today about every 90 days. That's been 15 years ago.
Wow.
I mean, I had to take 2 hydrocodones about 3 days ago.
I did not know that.
In the middle of the night, it was fucking killing me. So I always have a stash of hydros.
I'm going around.
I probably eat 5 hydros a month.
Nervous. No. I'm nervous, man.
5 hydros every 90 days whenever it hits me. So you need a downer.
You've known me a while. Like, have you ever known me to be like what, me worry? Mm-mm. You know? Just nervous, man. Just nervous. I don't know where this is going. I don't know where this is going to go.
You don't have any ass lined up right now either, do you?
No.
That's
not
what
really.
You need.
And they're all too far away to drive
That's
in.
What you need.
Yeah, probably.
That's nature's medicine, buddy.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's, and the tit bars are all closed.
Yeah.
Now the call,
back page is gone.
So you're going to have to actually do it the honest way and go recruit one.
Well, the bars are closed.
Well, the websites are up.
You know, are Pier 1's closed.
Are you... Chuck E. Cheese is closed, and on a Wednesday afternoon, like when they do the visitation, the single mom visitation?
Absolutely.
Or no, that's Tuesday afternoon. You know, the court-appointed receiver visitation?
Right.
That's always, you know, that's high stakes.
Wednesday afternoon.
That's a high conversion rate.
Yeah. Of course, I used to have kids that could take the to Chuck E. Cheese. Single dad act at Chuck E. Cheese. That can be done. That's a very, I found it very well done. I will rent you mine
for a Hunsky. Baby Day-Day would love to go with you. And you could take him and act like he's yours. And he's a cute kid.
I'm surprised I don't spend more time around your kids, but they're just getting that age now. Well, and now...
They can't, my mom.
Stay your ass home.
No, I would love, Kaven wanted to come with me right now when we came up here. And she won't, they're just not allowed to go anywhere.
She's taking this pretty seriously, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Europeans have a sensibility, though, because they've been bombed directly. You know, I mean, like you asked the English about that. I mean, they, you know, you ever seen pictures of London in 1946? Jesus Christ. I mean, they just bombed the fuck out of Blitzkrieg.
Well, when I, you know, she's from Copenhagen. I'll never forget, like, the first time I was over there, and they're like, yeah, because I'm, my heritage is, I think, Irish and German.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought up something about, you know, German. I don't know who in my family's German, but they're like, ah, you know, they're right next door to Germany in Denmark. But that was not good. They don't like those fucking Germans.
Manchmal blühen leicht die Heimat Nazis.
Like right there across that line, that's where the fucking SS came marching through. And her grandmother's rabbit got killed by a German soldier when she was a baby. And this hotel we stayed in downtown Copenhagen got occupied by the Nazi army. Really? They took it over. Oh, yeah. They do not like their German neighbors.
Yeah, they don't fucking play around with danger, with world danger. Pandemic, stay home, no problem.
Right.
No problem.
You got it.
Honey, go get some Pop-Tarts. We're staying home. And I'm over there by myself, you know, 99% of the time. I've got a couple of nice neighbors that visit, and we hang around a bit, and I know they're okay, and they know I'm okay. And we don't go out and hang around. We don't sit in the car together. They sit across the bar.
Yeah. Why is that not okay?
Well,
I've been doing that at my house. I have a friend over one every once in a while, and we sit 10 feet away from each other outside with the breeze blowing, spray down the countertops with Lysol. I just don't, I mean, if that's going to kill you, then a lot of other, when you walk into that 7-Eleven to get a pack of smokes or a dip or whatever it is you're going to run and get, I mean, I feel like that's the danger zone.
Yeah.
And then you look at that Iranian sitting there behind the counter, and he's been talking to motherfuckers for 3 weeks, and he's still alive.
And I believe he's wearing a dirty turban. Yeah, that's, I do that at like 4 in the fucking morning.
When I walk into those convenience stores and I see those motherfuckers still alive, I'm like, ah, it ain't that bad. Because if you were going to die, if you were going to catch the HIV, that motherfucker should have it. He's seen everybody. Every nasty motherfucker, all the beggars coming in there asking for a goddamn quarter, all the prostitutes asking them for this. I mean, in norm, I mean, just, they see it all. That door handle at the Quick and Shit is nasty.
Yeah.
And you do need to put some gloves on or open it with your fucking shirt.
Yeah. No, I hook a finger and use my foot to open the door.
And then when you, it's like flushing the toilet with your shoe.
Right.
Now, something that I do think is very legit that we learned on the show last week from that doctor, and I read a little bit about it, is shoes. Shoes are a problem. So ditch the shoes at the door. Because when you walk into that fucking shit and get, you're all worried about your hands. What about your goddamn feet?
Oh,
that's where all the bad shit is.
The floor's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you need to take your fucking shoes off. Don't lick your fucking shoes. Don't go around and do all this crazy shit and then walk through your fucking house with your shoes on. Right.
There's got to be something more appropriate we can snort a line off of than the bottom of a sneaker, honey. I know it's your favorite set of high heels, but come on.
Yeah, I think shoes are bad.
Leave your hat
George
on.
Carlin did a whole bit on shoes. So what you need a girl. You really need a girl. Is there nothing in your complex?
Oh, they're great ones. I'm just an older guy than they are.
There's this place called the Railhead in Fort Worth, Texas, and it's a barbecue beer swigger, and all the alcoholics go there. It's got the big, you know, just the way I like it too, the big 16-ounce schooners, super cold barbecue, and you see the same guys all the time. Yeah. And then there's, you know, 10% of the population of that place is static, never changes, every day.
Yeah.
And then 90% come and go. But right now, it's closed. And if you go by there in the evenings, Bob, those motherfuckers are bringing their own sitting on the porch.
Are they really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, that's what you know. You got a dedicated clientele, man.
Where are you going? So they go to the store, they buy their beer, they go to the Railhead, and they sit on their fucking coolers on the porch. out in the parking lot.
King of the Hill style.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you know, that you're not there for the barbecue.
I'm talking about dang on, dang on. Yep.
Well, have you shopped around on any of the sites, the love sites?
Yeah, I do fine. And listen, I'm still acquainted with a lot of great women, you know, all the time. It's but there, you know, it's right now, it's shelter in place, and not a lot of them are in town.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a big place. What's in town? I mean, there's 5 million people here.
Right, right. I don't know about the online thing. I think that's a big waste of time. Now, I did meet one gal that works in our
Sullins has found plenty of love on
our partner radio corporation that was here. I don't think they're here anymore.
iHeart.
And she's a great gal. And we got to where we were talking quite a bit. But,
the blonde lady?
Yeah. No. The curly-haired guy.
I don't know her. I didn't see her. So have y'all ever made it out of the office and had drinks?
No. We were just talking about it when all this landed. And you can't,
is
and
she
you
married?
Can't go over and visit. No, no. She's got a daughter that just started college.
Do you have her number?
Yes.
Well, then ask her to meet you at the railhead.
They're
on
closed.
The porch.
They're
porch.
Closed.
It doesn't matter. Just go to the park. Ask her if she'd like to just say, hey, I'm bored. Do you want to grab some beers and go drive around?
Yeah. We'll get around to that, I'm sure.
Well, you're running out of time. It's been a month.
Well, I don't really worry about it that much.
I think that everybody's as lonely as you are.
I'm pretty busy. But it's not just lonely, man. It's like I've got a real level of like world anxiety about this. Like, you know, my parents are that age, you mm-hmm. know, 70 plus, and you just like, I don't know where this is going to come
Has
out.
Has there been any cases in Bowie, Texas?
I don't think so.
Wichita Falls got a little pop.
I got a little pop, mm-hmm. yeah. All around here, you know, they're watching Dallas and Tarrant and Denton and Collin and Wise. Mm-hmm. And that's as far northwest as they go. But, you know, I heard a report on CNN. I was listening to CNN in bed last night, and they went to Mangum, Oklahoma. This is a town of 2,700 people.
It's on the river, right?
They got 49 cases.
Get the fuck out, shut up.
I'm not fucking joking. They don't know how or why or
Hang
what.
On.
Mangum, Oklahoma, 49
Mangum
cases.
It's just a little old speedhead town, isn't it?
It was on Don Lemon's show last night.
I got to look. Mangum. Isn't that on the river?
It's so familiar. I mean, it's like east of Altus or something.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking. Not far up there, but it's a tiny town, 2,700 people, 49 cases.
Nursing home.
Confirmed cases. Is it a nursing home thing?
Yep.
See, what about that?
Yep, you're right.
How do you tap that, you know? I mean, they're in there together. It's mm-hmm. What about the prisons? What happens when that breaks out?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I worry about that.
I'm sure it has. They just don't talk about it.
It's so ironic that they're doing a remake right now of that Stephen King project called The Stand that I told you about. They mm-hmm. did the miniseries mm-hmm. in the 80s or maybe 90s. And it's so ironic that they've been filming that. Did you notice Whoopi Goldberg had white hair for about 3 months?
Mm-mm.
She plays a part of Mother Abigail, who's like the leader of the good guy side. Mm-hmm. And like it's so ironic that this virus thing has come up just when they're remaking that again. And it's just too perfect. It's too full circle, man. It scares me to death. It's really starting to weird me out. Yeah.
Well.
Blowing my diet. I get high and eat everything in the house. Everything in the house.
Like what? Just whatever's there?
Just leftovers, you know. I'm the only person eating there. Last night, I ate 4 stuffed clams in the shell and a whole bag of boiled shrimp. And like 2 chicken legs I had left over. And a beef and bean burrito.
Where have you been ordering from?
My freezer.
But do you do any drive-thru or takeout?
Oh, once in a while, yeah. Whataburger's always there. Chicken Express.
Whataburger's really good.
Yeah.
I went and got the kids taquitos this morning and went ahead and got some fries for breakfast too. And they started fighting over those.
Best taquitos available.
And the fucking spicy ketchup.
Yeah.
You know that whole Whataburger or In-N-Out, what do you pick? Yeah. I used to be on the fence, but... Nah. In-N-Out's fine, but Whataburger's better.
In-N-Out was good for a change for about mm-hmm. a year and a half, but mm-hmm. you always get back. You know, there's no
And
better.
Now you're like, it's like a fucking gay
no
LA bullshit. Fuck
there,
that
man.
Shit.
Yeah. You're too salty.
Wendy's fries are pretty good when they're right. When they do them right, they're puffy on the inside.
Gosh, I haven't seen a Wendy's fry since I was 25.
Well, if you ever get really high and you want to eat well, go get a Wendy's Frosty.
Sure.
That'll set you just right.
Wendy's. Big Double Dave, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the munchy cheeseburger right there. You don't need fries. You just eat in the car.
Do you ever walk?
Every day.
Do you really?
I adopted my son's dog, Sammy.
Okay.
And we're walking about a mile a day.
Damn.
I've lost 30 pounds, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking you look good. That's what I was thinking. You shouldn't have any problem getting laid.
Well, I don't think I would have any problem getting laid. I'm not applying myself.
You got to focus.
Yeah. I've always been a bit of an underachiever. But they used to be easier, you know, when I was younger, and I'm not putting them down, but I used to like those really easy gals that just wanted to go. Mm-hmm. That just wanted to throw, just wanted to have a tickle, you right. know? Because I mean, I have been guilty of being a bit promiscuous myself.
Well, I think at the age that you are now and the women that you're promoting, you're not deep diving, you're not being creepy, you're not dipping down into the kiddie pool.
No.
So I think that that's probably easier now than it was then. I just don't think you're giving it the right shot.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm knowledgeable.
Try.
And I've got mad skills, dude. You know.
You can entertain the shit out of a bitch for an hour.
At least.
Right. At least 45
hour
minutes.
And a half.
Oh, and then...
women.
Just find some that are fans of the show, dude. That's easy.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's, like I say, I don't worry about it. And you probably wouldn't know if I picked anybody. Yeah,
you get all weird about it
because you give me shit about it.
Well, that's part of the fun.
Yeah. No, there is a very nice gal. I think she's 35 or something.
Now I'm going to shift back. Has us talking about any of your exploits on air caused you pain in the past?
I don't think so.
You can tell me the truth.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, not to my knowledge.
But they still want, you know, oh, I can't believe you're talking about me. But you know they want you to talk about them.
Of course.
On national airwaves. Yeah.
And I don't really have any negative feelings.
Why didn't you say my name? Well, I was protected. Well, I mean, you might as well just say my name. Well, because you want me to, you crazy bitch. That's why. Right. You're fucking nuttier than a goddamn fruitcake. You want to chew my ass out for us even alluding that you and I are having a relationship on the air, and I'm changing the name and changing the city you live in, but you're really pissed down deep that I didn't tell everybody who it was so that you could have your 15 fucking minutes of fame. Just shut up.
Yeah. Isn't it always the way? Isn't it always the way? She steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. You know? It's always that old adage. I don't worry about that much. And I'm doing great since the dog has been down here. We'll walk a 10-block area down there halfway to Magnolia and back. And I mean, walk for an hour and 15 minutes. Get a good workout every day.
We've got you know, several of our Uncle Roy is our head driver for Gimme the VIN. He drags all the guys around to these different houses to pick up these cars that we buy. And I told him, you and I are going to cut some commercials here in a minute about doing like a touchless, safe product.
Yeah.
You know, give me the VIN. And you know, you won't catch the HIV because you can just throw the keys out front and we can do the documentation online and you don't have to talk to us and touch anybody or anything like that.
Right.
And I was like, Roy, you guys are going to have to get some gloves and some masks to show up to fucking fit the part. He's like, shit, motherfuckers, they all think they're getting robbed. If me and my boys get out of that van with fucking masks on, I might get shot.
Somebody got to give these motherfuckers gloves. First thing they're going to do, they're going to wear them a day. Then they're going to lose their motherfucking gloves. You're going to have to buy new motherfucking gloves every motherfucking day. These motherfuckers, every time I see Roy in the morning, I come in and say, hey, Roy, how's it going? And the first thing he says, his first phrase out is, these motherfuckers. It's the first thing he says every time I see him.
He's just a bitchy old man. It's really
Roy, how's it going? These motherfuckers.
If you could ever get Roy to get two crowns under his belt and do this with us, he would never do it on the air, right? But if he could ever do it like we're doing it now where it's taped, oh, God damn it. He's the funniest guy I know. He's the funniest guy I know when he gets in the group. Have you ever seen him when he turns it on, when he gets on the gas?
A bit, yeah.
At
the company parties and things?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I've got that kind of relationship with most people in the company, like people talk to me, and I get to know everybody. And I've got times when their uploads come in and stuff, and I do that bouncing ball thing. I get around and try to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I really miss that lately because I'm really only working here
Saturdays,
Mondays, and Fridays. I can do everything but record voice.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to record voice, I come in my office and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So and if anything's going on, like you called me earlier today, and I'm like, yeah, I'll be right there. But
I didn't get that guy that did that cool piece for us last week from California, Jazz McKay.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I just forwarded it to you. I didn't hear it. The first time I heard it was on the air, which was good. And I noticed he sent us another one, and I just forwarded it straight to you because I figured I'd get surprised again. Did you hear it?
Did I listen to that? I'm not sure.
I think I sent to you yesterday or the day before.
Oh, the toilet paper king. That was something that was new. That was kind of long.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, but it's long.
We should have saved that for this, actually. Next time we do one of these, we'll mm-hmm. play that. It's like 2.5 minutes, you know.
Well, I thought he sent us something. Is that the one he sent us?
No, I think there's something more recent, too, that just came out like yesterday or the day before.
He's fucking bored, too.
He does great production work.
Yeah, he does.
You know, if you work West Coast, you've seen it all in radio.
How, like, you did a song last week. How long does it take you to do that?
It takes a while.
I was figuring it took a while.
Like, you know, I think about it all week. A good bit comes on the service, and I listen to it, and I think about it, and I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually changed most of the lyrics to that when I did last week. It was easy like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
But we turned it into lazy.
Right. That was good. That's funny.
Life at home is boring.
Did you grab it? Did you put it up on YouTube yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't. I really should do that. Yeah. I'm able to do that at the house, too. It takes a little longer to do some of the bumpers and things that we mix, mm-hmm. but I'm at the house. So I'll do it till 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have as big of a screen. And I downloaded our editing software into my laptop. And so I can do it. It takes a little longer to do it. But I'm getting set up where by the time I get to where I can do things pretty quickly at home,
mm-hmm.
I won't have to do it at home.
I got the stereo put in. You know, I've been talking about the stupid pool project for a year.
Oh, you did?
And we put in 4 of those Sonos speakers. And it runs on your Wi-Fi. And then there's an amp. And it hooks to your phone. But it's good. Wow. It sounds good. I was see your Steely Dan shirt right now. I was listening to some Steely Dan last
night.
What's that song called? Give me some fucked up music. What's the name of that song?
Hey 19.
Nope.
Give us some fucked up music. She treats you right.
That's Hey 19?
That's Hey 19.
Okay.
No, that's FM. Yeah.
It's FM. It's
no
FM.
Static at
no
all.
No static,
dude.
Right,
yeah,
duh.
Yeah.
So I was thinking,
girls don't seem to care tonight.
I've been working out a little bit. I do it with the kids a lot, and I do it in my closet. My house is all hardwoods downstairs.
Your closet?
My house is all hardwoods.
Yeah.
And in my closet, it's, I don't know, it's like, it's 10 by 12.
Okay.
And in the middle, you know, it's thick carpet with a good pad, so you can just like work out on it and
we got like a bench or something.
In there, not like a weight bench, just push ups and sit ups and squats uh-huh. and curls. I've got some weights, but you know, I'm up to about 75 push ups. Which no, that's not. I'm lying.
Damn, son.
65. See, not in a row, but I'll bust them up into 3 sets.
Yeah.
And 70. I got 70.
Well,
yesterday.
You know, there's a you can't argue about how good a bunch of push-ups can do for
you. Now, push-ups. You do push-ups, sit-ups, curls. I mean,
yeah, upper body.
You don't need to go to the fucking gym. If you just do squats, like stand there and take your... You remember in high school when you used to do squats and wanted you to go to 90 degrees?
Yeah.
If you just do that without weight and do it 30 times, you'll be a sore bitch in the morning.
I got to get to some strength training pretty soon. I'm really focusing on cardio
mm-hmm.
and endurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't hurt myself. I haven't had one day where I couldn't make it home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just... Now that I'm going.
Oh, so I've got,
you know,
my...
I can last a while.
I'll show you. I've got my... don't allow.
I really need to start doing some curls and crunches.
I got my freezer set up and my keg set up. Just got the freezer in yesterday.
You got the like the kegerator outside?
Yeah, and it's got a shiner and a... see my little side-by-side?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need.
That's perfect.
You're just there.
Yeah, I really got to come over and drink with you sometime.
Yeah, I mean, now I've got you baited. Now I got you hooked. You're ready. Yeah, we don't have to go to the railhead and go sit on top of a fucking 18-pack of natties.
See, you drink on Saturdays after the show,
I
assume.
I drink on fucking...
But I Saturday
I drink
after
about
the
every
show,
3 days.
I go home and die.
I don't drink on Saturdays after the show. I go home and die, too.
That's why you don't hear from me till like 10 o'clock, 10:30 on Saturday nights. I'm back up. I'm out for a couple hours.
I drank beer last night sitting out there with my neighbor from 8 till midnight and had about 5 of those. And then I drink about every 3 days. But I'm thinking about doing it again today. Because it's so nice outside.
Yeah. See, I broke into the tequila last night and stayed up.
Well, see, that's
two.
Hard. Dude, that, why you got to hit it so hard?
Well.
I mean, that's hard on a nig. I mean, what the
I don't
fuck?
Know.
Tequila?
I'm fucking freaking out, dude. I'm having a nervous
tequila.
Attack
that's
over there.
That's not good for your anxiety.
It was pretty good for it.
Nah.
I mean, I thought it was pretty good for it.
Drink some beer. Drink some fucking Jack. Just tequila gets you high and crazy and like antsy, doesn't it?
No.
No?
I just get twisted, man, and drink a salty dog.
But you get all fired up. You don't.
You get Margaritaville Gold Rum.
Yeah.
Or not rum, tequila.
Okay.
And like Walmart Great Value brand lemonade.
Yeah.
Just plain yellow lemonade. Huh? Mix that about half and half.
Tequila. Okay.
Salt on top.
Right.
That's a salty dog.
But that doesn't that get you all riled up and calling people and saying stupid shit and fucking.
No. Well, not anymore. I mean, I've gotten a lot better. I actually had a relapse of that like sometime
last
week.
I talked to you. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I remember.
The other night. Like, Bobby, you been drinking? No! No!
What the fuck do you mean?
Fuck you.
I ain't drinking, motherfucker.
Fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole. Get that. Hey.
You're just like you know my
what?
Dad.
And you know what? And just for that, you can't go outside anymore. Lil, let's pick a phone, Lil. Why you suck Jimmy Walker on the lips, Eddie? I like good times. Oh, man. Nothing from Danny McBride or John Goodman yet. I haven't even seen the show yet.
Oh, it's so good. Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. I got word in there, people. It's some, you know, mm-hmm. Billy Bob Thornton's people got right back with me.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Quaid's people got right back with me, but he just fucked us on that deal. He just hopped on a plane and went to Austin instead of talking to us.
Right.
That was bullshit. Remember that?
Well,
night
I don't think those motherfuckers
show?
Have anything to do right now but sit at home scratching unemployed asset. Have you seen Whedon's band bits he's been doing on the.
Oh, awesome.
Did you see the last one?
Yeah.
I've tagged you on them.
Awesome.
I see them. What
awesome.
Was the one they did the other day? It was good. The last one, 2 days ago.
Paranoid was really good.
Paranoid was great. And then there was another one, and I tagged you on it. It was fucking good, too.
That vocalist on the second one was awesome, too.
I forgot.
I can't think of what song.
But these are people that are in big name bands, and they're getting together on video, and they have some sync software,
yeah.
So they're all playing their bits from their house, and they're syncing it all together. And you see like six squares if you got six people with six video deals. But
yeah.
Like Alex, he has two squares because he's playing two different guitar riffs on two different guitars on that last one.
Yeah,
motherfucker can play.
And they're all potted up. They're hearing yeah. in real time.
Yes,
that's awesome.
But that some bitch can play better than I realized he can play. I mean, of course you would think. Somebody at that level is going to be a good guitarist.
Not a typical country music lead guitarist.
He can do
a lot more.
No.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live thing, the at home?
You told me about it. I haven't seen it yet.
It was just fucking so clever. None of those people were in the same room together.
Were their homes as nice as you expected them to be?
A couple of them. Tom Hanks was the host, and he did the intro of the show from his kitchen,
uh-huh.
which is cool.
Yeah.
You know? They did some really clever things that you would never have thought of. It was outstanding.
I've noticed some of the news reporters, you know, that are doing their shit from the crib.
Yeah,
they're living in pretty tight quarters, like especially in New York. It's a little tight. It's like working out in my closet. They're fucking bringing you the evening news from their closet.
Do you watch the local people here live?
Uh-uh.
I kind of like Fox 4. I mean, I'm used to them. They're on really early in the morning when I get up. And it's so funny because the lead anchor lady, you know, beautiful blonde mm-hmm. morning anchor, she's at home. She's doing her thing.
She just wear a bra.
And once in a while, they go to just beautiful, gorgeous little 20-something Hannah Bata,
uh-huh.
who I'm so in love with. And she looked like she was in a dorm or something. It was a blank wall behind
uh-huh.
you know.
Right.
I mean, she looks great, but her house is like, oh, yeah, well. You know.
She'll find her a sugar daddy off of this deal, and then she'll be gone, just like the other ones.
Section 8.
That's right. Coming to you from the Section 8 housing project. Is Hannah Bata?
Yeah, I love her.
I don't know her.
She's just a young gal. They send her out to all the kind. When the main news lady is not there in the morning, Hannah Bata will usually take that seat.
Right.
And she's really good at what she does. She does serious really well, but she does kidding, joking around really well, too.
Did you see where, speaking of serious, Liberty Media owns Sirius XM?
Really?
Liberty Media owns 25% of Ticketmaster, and Liberty Media owns something else, and Liberty Media is trying to buy iHeart, and they have people running to the DOJ trying to block it for antitrust.
That'll include Live Nation, too, probably, right?
I don't know if they own... Well, see, iHeart doesn't own Live Nation. That's a separate company. Maybe Liberty owns part of Live Nation. I don't know.
They do a lot of stuff together, though.
Yeah, but not... I mean, I'm pretty well tuned on that. And Live Nation, they have all the artists. I thought iHeart was in charge. That they had control of that situation. That is not the case. It is fucking Liberty.
Yeah,
it is Live Nation.
So if Sirius buys iHeart, Does that mean
they own Pandora also? That's it.
They're going to get into terrestrial radio?
Well, yeah, of course. And the DOJ complaint is that they would control too much of the information. They would have the Rupert Murdoch virus where they could control what everybody hears and sees, which is true. But, I mean, if Amazon hasn't gotten an antitrust hit yet, what does?
You know?
I mean, Amazon's ready for one, dude.
Google and Amazon, the people don't realize how big they are.
I mean, Amazon is a country of its own. Seriously.
People try to compare like what Netflix has done in the last 3 years to Amazon. No, it's not the same.
No, that's
it's not the same.
That is a dive bar. Amazon Prime is a dive bar that Amazon owns just for fun, for a place to go drink. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing. I will say that Amazon Prime is better than I figured. I mean, if you had to give one up, Netflix or Amazon Prime, it'd be close.
Amazon Prime's just got about everything.
Yeah, it's just about as good.
I mean, they can sell you a hard copy in the mail, or you can stream it live.
The Sopranos is on Amazon Prime. I mean, when you're bored, that is a go-to that will never, ever, ever, ever let you down. The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever. New season of Goliath was really good, too, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Did you finish Ozark?
Yes. Last Tuesday, I think I watched the last five episodes.
We won't say who, but can you believe they shot that bitch at the end? We'll just call her that bitch.
I was really surprised.
I didn't see it coming.
Well, I mean, she's the kingpin. She's your first liaison.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Just they'll have to right explain the, why.
Right.
But that guy's a little squirrely anyway.
That thing's set up for a long run. That story?
Yeah, because they keep having fucking problems. You got KC Mob, you got the Mexican cartel, you know, competing riverboat casinos.
Right.
And a great locale, you know, that kind of explains the quirkiness of
it. You know Jason Bateman wrote that shit?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
He's a lot more, I think, savvy than people realize. That's a great child actor.
What was the name of that show when we were kids? It was a household show. It was like...
He and his brother.
It's what made him famous. Cute Mom. It was Leave It to Beaver for 1985.
Yeah. And he was actually Mallory on Family Ties was her sister, too.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was. He just cross-dressed.
Well, he was her brother.
I thought you were saying he was actually Mallory. You were pulling off a funny at once. You did if you just rolled with it.
It's possible, but I don't think so. I used to love all that stuff.
Your Rush Limbaugh impersonation, I thought that was pretty cute how everybody got torqued up the other day.
Yeah. I don't get what, you know, I really didn't say anything lefty liberal. Like, I don't know why when you hit me with your liberal stick,
yeah,
it never feels accurate. Like, you know, I'm not that guy, right? I'm a moderate.
Okay.
Just because I don't bow down and have much good to say about our president, I don't call him names and I don't hate the man, but that doesn't make me liberal.
Right.
I'm a moderate. I like rational thought and good common sense and keep it the fuck off my lawn, you know?
But the problem is, and it's not a problem, it's just what got them excited was that people look at Rush as their road to heaven. I mean, people look at Rush as some people would look at Joel Osteen.
Absolutely.
So when you start impersonating Rush as well as you do, and you sound like him, and the words coming out of your mouth are lefty, which they were,
Not really. You were
making fun of Donald, saying, "I think it's a good idea to fucking have enough. Why don't just make it a kingship? Let's just empower the man forever. Let's just serve him and let him be our fearless leader forever."
That feels pretty right wing to me.
But you were saying it in jest.
Well, of course.
Right. So you're making fun of it.
I said that before as Rush, too. I don't know if maybe you missed it or something. But
maybe everybody's a little more sensitive.
We don't need voters. We don't need Congress. Fuck all that. The fuck are you talking about? Get back in the car.
What did you say the other day that got him fired up?
Have a margarita. I just didn't say, you know.
Well, can you relive it right
we
now?
We didn't vote for Donald Trump. God in heaven made Donald Trump president. I don't say wicked, weird bullshit like that. And so they identify me as other. I'm not. I'm not like a crazy liberal. I own firearms.
Did you hear that he started talking about the suicide rate on Monday or Tuesday after I brought that up on Saturday?
Yeah.
Not saying that he was listening to our show for material, but sure felt like it.
You never know.
When I brought that up, y'all were looking at me like, you shouldn't do that. And then I heard somebody say, Rush fucking used your same shit on Tuesday. I'm like, oh, I didn't hear it. I don't listen to Rush enough.
I'm not surprised.
I like him.
That's a school of thought that's out there pretty widespread, actually. Yeah. Glenn Beck did his whole first half hour was about that.
What day, though?
Today.
Yeah. When did we do it?
From 9 to 9:30.
Saturday. Yeah. Today's Thursday.
Well, and he's just a stone's throw. I bet you anything Glenn Beck's a big fan of ours.
A lot of people are. That we have a lot of closet fans.
Yeah.
Because we're assholes. And we're, but everybody thinks in asshole terms. So the attraction is we're feeding them in their thought process the way they think to themselves.
Right.
But they'd never admit it.
But they're hedging their bets. They won't say it, but we're, sure. We feel free saying it because that's called authenticity, kids.
We're very well received by the elderly women, the grandmother crowd.
Yeah.
And even the great grandmother crowd. It's very funny. Did I tell you about my. My son's classmate's grandmother wanted an autograph picture.
Yeah. How about that?
Just out of nowhere. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's part of what we do. I think the grandmother type kind of recognizes as that kind of, you know, youngest grandson.
Have you ever been in a place and they realize who you are and it all comes up? And it's the best when people are drunk. Then they'll come clean with their listening habits because sober they won't. But if you're in an area with drunk people, and you know somebody says and they start bringing up, then they'll start regurgitating bits and this and that and that. Yeah. And it's like, God damn, you goofy motherfuckers! I didn't think y'all were out there.
Wow, I can't believe you remember that man. That was 7 right. years ago. Well, it's good to have you listening. It's nice to see you.
Absolutely.
You know that's you know how rewarding that is.
Sure.
Get out in public and don't expect you're at the liquor store. Somebody goes, hey man. Are you Bobo?
Fuck you. Who's asking?
Yeah. What?
What?
I don't look like him.
Would you plug my store for some free alcohol? Well, I'd be glad to. I've got that down to a science.
Happy to help. Dude, with WD-40, okay? Get the John Boy and Billy thing up.
The South is finally catching on, it feels like.
Yeah, that's a natural rapport thing.
Yeah, I'm noticing our contact, you know, fan mail, and the fan mail is really funny when it comes in Saturday night about 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
because it starts showing up about 9 o'clock. You get the first hit right after the show, and then you get another hit Saturday night when they start drinking.
Huh.
And then you get some random hits throughout the week. Did you see that one the other day?
I'm not sure.
I forwarded it to you from a lady named Joy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she's pretty right.
She was pretty right.
We have a natural, I think, a natural genetic tie to our more rural listeners out there.
I have lived around the country, and I had no idea how many hillbillies there are hidden in the corners, and they seem to call into your show from around the United States of America. You know, you think of hillbillies in the South, but they're everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just like you have this ability to pull the hillbillies out of the sticks and stick their head, pop their head out. What'd she say about some guy? She said they call in and they start lying about their cars.
Yeah.
And I said, I just visualized some guy sitting there rubbing his car while he's talking to you, lying to you about how it's never been in the rain. But
got a cold natty light tall boy just rubbing his car. You know, I've had her for about 8 years now. She's been a good boy. She's been a good.
Did you see that picture the other day of the guy that took a picture of his neighbor?
Yeah.
He noticed his neighbor sitting there with natty lights in the garage on Saturday morning listening to us because he could hear us over the speakers. Yeah. And then he went down the street to the other side. Both of his neighbors were fucking listening to us in Houston, Texas. In the garage. See a second one.
we've got an uncanny ability to do that. Which is cool. I used to fool myself that we would somehow garner intelligent listeners as well.
We do. But they're just quiet. And our audience is a little too cool for school.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So that goes direct hand in hand with those ratings because nobody's going to wear our people aren't going to wear a PPM meter.
No.
Who the fuck is going to wear a PPM meter?
No.
Hey, I'll give you $100 to keep this on your hip for the next 3 months. Hey, why don't you take that pager that you gave me and shove it up your ass? Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
I'll give you $50 to leave me the fuck alone.
Right. See, and that's our listener. And that's why we're never going to show up big in the ratings. ever.
I don't know. It grows in spurts and places. I think certain times of year when people start listening.
But you got to understand, Bob, though. I mean, the PPM system, which is the Nielsen ratings. Yeah. It's the way that they measure radio listenership. So in Dallas-Fort Worth, you got 5.5 million people.
Yeah.
Right? And they've got 1,500 meters. And that's it. And now we're talking on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So the listening audience, the available audience, is cut down by 2/3 already from a drive time audience on a weekday. So, and you've got, 30 stations. So, I mean, if you have 3 meters,
yeah,
you're going to, it's going to look like you got a million listeners.
But how's that a cross-sectional representation of anything?
It's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the ratings aren't really nearly as important as people who sell advertising probably.
What I see with our ratings is they're all over the fucking board. We will have oh my God, the show is doing great. Look at y'all are number one here and there and there. And then 2 months later, oh my God, nobody's listening. Nothing's changed. Yeah. It's the same people. It's just somebody that had a meter and somebody that didn't. Because the sample's so small, all you have to do is have 1 meter and it looks like something. It's a joke. I mean, when it's good, you'll take it.
Yeah, well, sure, but you know, I just don't think it's indicative. I just don't think it's indicative.
No,
we can, you know, we have those little talks early in the week and or later in the week or in during breaks during the show where we kind of gauge our own quality of broadcast that way, and I'm happy with that. I'm comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we've grown it. I think we've grown it well over a few years. You know.
What they were bitching about is women, and that we were tuned out to women, and I think that is a complete falsehood based off of the listener feedback we get.
We get a lot of calls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're, you know.
It's half.
The most avid fans that I've met personally have been women.
Yes.
You know, there when we had the live thing up here last year,
Now, back to you and your sex life. See, so I don't think that you are taking advantage of an opportunity that's laying at your feet.
Probably right.
I think you need to work on that.
Well,
why don't you make that your Lenten pledge, even the Lenten season's over?
I'll apply myself a little better. I've got, you know, I'd say I've got all this time, but
what if you put yes, just went to like @signs and got them to make you a sign, like cut out letters and spell out across your back windshield, yes, comma, I am Bobbo.
I might get shot by somebody that thinks I'm a lefty liberal fucker. that political thing, man. Well, you can dive deep in that. I've really tried to loosen way off of it the past like.
Did
year
you
and
see
half.
The black Surgeon General yelling at all the black
yes.
people?
Yes. You know, I mean, maybe that's effective. but
it was a little shocking.
Is that how you do it? Really?
It's all y'all's goddamn fault. Overweight, junk food eating motherfuckers. I mean, he almost got a little ghetto when he started talking. He's pretty clean cut.
You know, once in a while you have a black leader that'll be outspoken that way. Cosby, I know Cosby's a different guy than he was. Back in the 90s, Cosby was saying things to young black people that's, you know, you don't get a job this way. You don't interview with that. That's not what we call success.
Right.
You know, fact of life, simple stuff. And I think he taught a lot of people some things they really need to know. Damn, I miss Cosby. He's never coming back from that, dude.
No.
He'll never come back from that.
He was a rapist.
Yeah, a serial rapist for years. A serial drug rapist.
Well, if he pulled it off that long, maybe you should look into that.
I don't think so, man. That's not me. Because, you know, I'm a kind guy.
Has downers.
I'm a romantic.
He has anti-inflammatories. Anti-anxiety pills. Put your ass out. Spread your legs wide.
I bet he does.
Field goal.
Gosh, what a strange, horrible deal.
And then the other dude, the movie guy, he's got the Rona.
The first thing that occurred to the woman was that she didn't remember falling asleep. Where was she? What are these weird pieces of lingerie she's wearing? My God, she thought. He did it to me again.
And I didn't do squats yesterday, so that's not why I'm sore.
But she still had the cocaine in her purse, so she called it a partial win.
All right, let's cut some commercials and go back to lockdown, government lockdown. I'm fucking bored.
I'm with you.
I think, what day is it today? Let's see here.
Thursday.
It's Thursday the 16th. I believe Tuesday night that we will get a big announcement of we're going to call it off, but they're going to put a bunch of restrictions on us. You better have a mask on. You better do this. You better do that. Yeah. You know, even an odd fucking whatever. You know, occupancy rates, like a certificate of occupancy at a bar. More 50%, 25%, something like that.
Yeah.
They're going to step into it just to not. But the outrage has started getting reported yesterday on the protests Michigan. And it's going to roll hard and hard. It's going to amp up every day. We're on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday night, I think it's going to reach a fucking boiling point.
Well, Meet the Press, all your Sunday morning news programs are going to prime something, and it's going to overflow Monday morning by Monday afternoon, because there will be another virus, you know, task force meeting Monday afternoon, and that'll be, it'll blow right over.
You know, a lot of these hospital setups and all this emergency mass shit has not been used.
Yeah, so the boat in New York.
It's not getting used, and people are bitching about it, but the reason that they're not using it is because they don't need it. It's not that they need it, they're not letting them use it. There's all over Texas in the South, they have convention centers set up that are empty. Yeah. They're sending people home.
Well, and that's a good problem to have, though.
Agreed.
To be more prepared than you need to be.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I think that we're over. I mean, it's very obvious that we're over the Trump, over the hump. But we're over the Trump. But so when they turn it back on, does it get out of control? You know, L.A., San Fran, New York City, Chicago, Philly, those are different places.
See, I'm kind of fucking worried about St. Louis and Omaha and Oklahoma City and, like, places that are big but not huge, where maybe they've been a little more casual than other places. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't feel like we've been casual in Fort Worth, Texas, to an extent.
I do.
Some people have been pretty casual, but I'm able to stay away from them. Mm-hmm. But we've had, what is it, 25 here or something, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Dallas is, like, just under 50. This is as of yesterday.
Yeah. You talking about deaths?
Yeah, so we've done well considering, but you know, if we get back,
Bob,
out there,
they're
going to
break
soon.
Everybody, bud. Okay, so let's go back a month ago. I laid you off. I laid everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
And
now he's.
So you're a month into this and you hadn't got a paycheck. Your car payment's still showing. Your rent payment's still showing. All that shit. So you're looking at me different. You're looking at everybody different. You're calmer because you're still paid. I'm not saying be thankful. I'm just saying it's different. It's fucking different. Now a lot of these people that were really low paid and they're making more money being unemployed than they were being employed. They're happy.
Yeah. But there are a gazillion of them out there.
Unemployed.
All the waitresses and all the bartenders and all the barbers and hairstylists.
The cash tip people.
Dog groomers, strippers.
Right. What are the strippers doing?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know, but I wish I could like get them to do it at my house, whatever they're doing.
So, I just think
when the money's all gone, you talked about this on the show. You and JD, actually, I don't know if you remember, when the money's all, when you're out of money,
that's when shit changes, motherfucker.
And JD said, "Well, you know, I mean, but you got the car payment." You're like, "No, no,
I mean, out of money.
I'm talking about after the car payment, after the rent, 60 days,
right.
60 fucking days down the road when the money runs out."
Yeah.
How many cans of carrots have you got?
Right.
How many people have you got to feed?
Right.
Then it gets weird.
When a motherfucker gets hungry, shit gets weird.
Then it gets weird, you know?
And Trump can't afford for it to get there.
Nobody can.
No, agreed.
Nobody can. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who the president is right now. We just need everybody to try to be effective at what they're doing. And I don't see a lot of mistakes, you know, since
what
the past 7
would be
to 15
different?
Days.
Do you think he would be making different decisions if this was next year and there wasn't an election cycle in front of us?
You know, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, he couldn't be any harsher. I mean, I guess he could. He could have deployed the military.
He could have.
And have them, you know, shooting at people that aren't inside.
He could have made a nationwide mandate. I mean, that would not have been out of the question considering the threat. I'm not saying I'm for that either.
Right.
But he could have done that. But he backed off and didn't do that and let the governors kind of handle it state by state. And so far, is that okay?
It's been fine. In Dakota, that bitch is catching some slack over not shutting everybody down because there's a pork processing plant that went goofy with the Rona.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's just
I mean, how long will the Rona live? if it's on a hog's ass.
Well,
in a package.
They say it doesn't survive well in warm temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
But the inside of the human body is 97 plus all the fucking time, day and night. So, you know, how true is that? There's so much we don't know about it. There are cases where it's starting to show up. You're going to think I'm joking, as like tiny blisters on people's toes. And that's the first sign they get.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm serious. I just heard that on the radio on the way over here.
Well, I mean, we say a lot of shit on the radio that's not true, too.
Well, this was a news channel.
But they're feeding fed
lies.
They
weren't joking.
JD was a news guy. He lies.
Well, after the show, let's look up corona blisters. They say they're purple and resemble chicken pox.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's called the shingles.
I don't know. There's so much we don't know, John. It's got me pretty pent up.
So we're coming out of it. They're going to let us up next week. I just know it. Yeah. And yeah, there's no way around it. They have to. Even if they're wrong, they're going to do it. And then we're going to be okay for a while. And then come next flu season in November, that bitch is going to fire up.
It may, and maybe by then we'll have. But, you know, honestly, Turley has one of the best, I think, approaches to this that I've heard. Turley's like, well, a little common sense. It's all you need. You know, if you think you got it, wear a mask. Don't touch your face. Wash your hands. Get within fucking 4 feet of me.
There's definitely an argument with that how many they've proven that don't think they got it. You have zero symptoms, and you're spreading this shit out like a fucking fertilizer.
Asymptomatic.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
So it's a big problem. So I love Charlie's point of view, but it's been proven wrong. I mean, how do you know you don't have it right now and you're giving it to me, or vice versa?
I don't think I'd give it to you from here. I mean,
let's be honest. We're 3 feet apart. We've been sitting here for an hour or however long we've been here. How long have we been here? So do I have the Rona from you or you from I? And then Saturday morning we come in, there's 5 of us. And how many people have we intersected with throughout the week?
You're right. You're right.
But based off of that, and then Turley's downstairs with how many people does he come in contact with every day that are still, yeah, they're spaced out, but they get together to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. My buddy came over last night, you know. I mean, did he get closer than 6 feet at one time in our conversation? Yes. Did he fucking give me the clap? I don't know. Maybe I'm giving it to you right now.
Surely not.
I mean, check your britches. Is it red?
What?
Is your pecker red? The chlamydia?
My pecker's always
go
red.
Go piss and see if it's all coming out normal. All right.
I assure you, good sir, it's all coming out normal.
We've got to cut some commercials. They don't want to hear me cut commercials, do they?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Okay. We will see you guys Saturday morning. Thanks for hanging in. Later.
Fucker out.